Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? My name is Elliot Shore Parks. Today is Thursday, May 18th, and this is the Best Football Show podcast, the place for the top news and opinion from myself and from the best of the best of Odyssey's football podcasts and radio stations. If you like what you hear today, please hit that subscribe button for auto downloads and make sure you leave a five-star review as it really helps the show grow. Today, I want to get into a list of what I think is the most important list in the entire NFL. We can do power rankings, we can talk about divisional rankings, best defenses, offensive lines. There are important things, and certainly the lines. But at the end of the day, the most important thing in the NFL, the thing that dictates winning and losing more than anything else, is which team has the better quarterback and head coach. Throughout the season, you can look at different teams and go, well, they have better receivers, or this team has a way better secondary. Doesn't really matter. We saw that in the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl proved that ultimately, if you have the better head coach and quarterback, you are going to win that game 8 out of 10 times. The Eagles had the better roster. They had a better offensive line. They had better receivers. They had a better secondary. They had a better pass rush. They had a great quarterback and head coach duo. The Chiefs had a better one, so the Chiefs won. And that's pretty much how it works in today's NFL. That's why quarterbacks get drafted early. That's why some head coaches are making, you know, $10, $15, $20 million a year. The game is won and lost on the offensive side of the ball, and the offensive side of the ball is dictated by the quarterback and the head coach. So now that free agency is over, the draft is over, not a ton of change on this list with that. But now that we're in the dog days of the NFL offseason, OTAs are starting back up, and a lot of people are doing power rankings of where they think different teams are, let's get into what I believe are the top five head coach quarterback duos in the league heading into the 2023 season. And let's go up. Let's go from five, and then we'll make our way up from to number one. Because I think you guys are pretty much aware of who number one is going to be. All right, number five to me, and this is one that I think people will be surprised at, but I actually think they very clearly belong in the top five, and you can make an argument, maybe even higher than where they are. That's Mike McDaniels and Tua with the Miami Dolphins. Because of the way their season ended and the unfortunate concussion situation that Tua had to deal with, I think people underestimate and forget how good this duo was to begin the year. Tua's numbers early on in the games that he started and finished were unbelievable. 25 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, obviously a ton of talent around him, but he had that offense moving up and down the field. He led blowouts. He led massive comeback wins like he did against the Baltimore Ravens. The Dolphins showed, for the most part, they could score when they needed to, and they were winners. 8-0 in the first 8 games he started and finished. Clearly, things fell apart. The concussions were a big part of it. Didn't play as well the second half of the season. Unfortunately, missed the playoff game. So they have something to prove heading into next year. Well, not prove, because Tua and the concussion thing is a special situation. But the longevity of their success is not as long as some of these other head coach quarterback duos on the list. But if I was starting a team and you said, what quarterback and head coach do you want? Mike McDaniels and Tua would be extremely high on that list. In fact, they would be number five on the list. I think Mike McDaniels' first year as a head coach showed he has a great offensive mind. He knows how to manage the game. I really like the scheme that he ran with the Dolphins. Tua, now that they've put weapons around him, throws a very accurate ball. I got a chance to watch him up and close last year in person during some practices for the Miami Dolphins. Throws a very catchable ball, throws a very accurate ball, very good in the pocket. The duo together has what it takes to be successful, and they showed that last year. This year, they're going to have to do it again, and it's hard the second year in the NFL. Teams have seen what you've done. You have to have a counterpunch, so they're going to have to prove something. But I think if I was starting a team, Tua and Mike McDaniel would be on the short list for sure of quarterback and head coach duos I would want. Number four is on this list, in my opinion, strictly because of the quarterback. I'm not a hater of the head coach, but if you look at the Cincinnati Bengals, I think Joe Burrow is really the engine that makes that team go. Obviously, we know what they've been with him. Made the Super Bowl 1 year, made the conference finals the other year, and they're going to probably be perennial Super Bowl contenders as long as Joe Burrow is on that team. And they're another good example of how much the head coach quarterback duo matter a ton as opposed to other parts of the field. The Bengals have weapons and they have a good defense. They don't have a great offensive line. They still put up points, they still win games, and they're still consistent winners. Joe Burrow, maybe the best quarterback in the entire league besides Patrick Mahomes, or at least on that short list. Him, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, they're on that list. By the way, Josh Allen, Sean McDermott, not on this list. I'm not impressed with the coaching job Sean McDermott does. I don't think he wins them close games. You look at last year, they lost their first playoff game at home. Josh Allen, I think, has regressed slightly under him. So they're not going to be on there. But Zach Taylor, while he has Joe Burrow, and that's obviously a big advantage, give him credit. His team goes on the playoffs and goes on the road in the playoffs and they win. They got off to a slow start last year, jumped right back up, and were one of the best teams in the league. If it weren't for the Kansas City Chiefs, they probably would have been in multiple Super Bowls by now and maybe even won one. So ultimately, I look at this duo and I go, not in love with Zach Taylor as a head coach, but Joe Burrow, for me, gets them on this list. Number three, people aren't going to like this, but for me, this is definitely where I would have them. Doug Peterson, Trevor Lawrence. Doug Peterson, Super Bowl winning head coach, knows how to turn things around, goes to Philadelphia, takes them from one of the worst teams in the league to Super Bowl champions in 2 years, goes to Jacksonville, takes them as one of the biggest jokes in the league to in the playoffs in their first year and in the second round of the playoffs in their first year. Yes, the beginning of that playoff game wasn't pretty, but I thought that game showed exactly why they belong as one of the better head coach quarterback duos in the NFL. Justin Herbert, probably a better quarterback than Trevor Lawrence, but you look at the coaching job that they get in Los Angeles, it was horrendous. They blew that. Doug Peterson and Trevor Lawrence were better than the head coach quarterback duo for the Chargers that day. That's why I would put them at number three. Not only did they win that playoff game, they go to Kansas City, weren't super competitive. The score probably looked a little closer than the game was. But throughout the regular season and their first year together, 25 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. They go, they win the division. I think next year they're going to be competing for one of the, you know, it's a really, really tough AFC, but I think they'll be one of the better teams in the AFC. Doug Peterson knows how to win. Trevor Lawrence, number one overall pick. All the tools you want, accurate ball, really good deep ball, really good decision making from the pocket, can make plays with his leg when he needs to. Good size for a quarterback. He has all the intangibles you check off for a quarterback. Doug has all the intangibles you check off for a head coach. They have some work to do on the roster, right? They've had a lot of high picks. We'll see how Calvin Ridley does for them. But just from a head coach quarterback duo, you don't start much better than the Jaguars are starting with Doug Peterson.